looking for some additional direction.
With dry conditions this past year, white mold was not expected to be much of a problem. However, Corteva market development specialist Ron Geis says white mold was found in new areas.
Because it's not a wind-moved disease, it survives in those little sclerotia in the soil. So we're kind of trying to figure out, is it coming in our manure? You know, say it's getting in the soybean meal and then going out in the manure into the fields, or we're not quite sure how it's spreading. But the fact is, it is spreading. So step number one is make sure you have good varietal tolerance. There's no such thing as resistance in the varieties. But then step number two, make sure you manage it well. And there's a number of management steps that you can take.
Wider rows are recommended to help circulate air movement and prevent the disease from getting a foothold in the crop. In addition,
the spores are going to start to spread in late June, early July. And those spores, when they land on the flower part, and then the flower part falls down the plant, will lodge where the stem and the leaf axle meet. That creates a disease environment. So prior to that happening, we need to have foliar fungicide on that plant so that as that flower senesces, then the fungicide is there to stop the development or arrest the development of the disease before it gets a foothold onto that plant.
White mold symptoms may not be seen until August, but infection happens in late June or early July. The first fungicide application is recommended when soybeans are in the R1 stage.